Testing hot out, bound car. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you ready?
I'm all ready.
You on here? Come on, let's go inside and get started.
Dusty out in that hall.
Hey, get a load of fat over there.
Oh, would I like to pelt you just once.
Dusty out in that hall.
What's my temperature, Norton?
111.
Oh, come on, let's get moving.
Isn't there any lard here?
Yeah, about 300 pounds.
A 20% percentage.
And now, who is our next guest, please?
Herb, here's our next guest.
Humma, 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 humma.
Ed Norton.
Ha, ha! Watch this.
The Honeymooners Podcast, the only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time, with the stars, Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
If they ever institute a Nut of the Month Club, I've got a very good idea who's going to be January and February.
January here.
February here.
March here.
There you go.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and members of the Women's Auxiliary. What's happening, all you Hurricanes, Bensonhurst Bombers, and all you Dr. McDonald's of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conte, and my pal, Louis Fats.
Are you sure you only have 6 months to live? You know, if you were only making this up to collect some money, that would that be a pretty serious offense. And if we printed this story and you didn't die in 6 months, we could be left out of the business. You know what we do then? We'd have you thrown in jail for 20 years for fraud.
Yeah, is that really what's going to happen?
Yes. Dick Gersh. Judge and jury.
Yeah. First name. That guy was a jerk.
We have no one at this magazine that does fact-checking.
The only podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the non-productive studios at 328 Chauncey Street in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, also known as
Cedar Knolls, New Jersey.
Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive review. Our house is non-productive.com/honeymooners. That's where you can listen to every single episode. You can also listen on the non-productive YouTube channel. Like our Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page, the Honeymooners Podcast Facebook group. Follow us on Twitter at Honeymooner1. And if you want to email us, us at honeymoonerspodcast@aol.com.
Aren't they ancient?
Exactly. And if you like you could support us on Patreon, which you can find on the non-productive site at the bottom of each episode. Right. And if you want to throw us the usual buck. Louis, episode
163.
163. Wow.
And Joey's special episode?
Oh, why? Oh, okay. not because of this.
No, not, he got
not because
him.
Of this bum.
I'm not special anymore.
Well, first of all, we have Steve Franchi singing, and of course, yes, Mr. March.
March Madness himself.
Mr. J.J. March. And, but this is a...
Even J.J. Marsh of the tooth theory.
Why?
Two J's.
Two J's?
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be ugly.
That's a stretching tooth. Remember going to the stretching twos?
The stretching twos. Yeah. Wait until the more than, less,
two or more, less than four.
Yes, the
which three. Equals
three. Yeah. Over the weekend, I will put it all together. Dave Ingram killed me. He was hilarious. I have to take all four of them and mix them all together because it was gold in each one of them. So
fantastic. The intro is going to be longer than the podcast.
Exactly, which is good. That's less work we have to do. But yes, this is a special, special episode. Because on the day that it's coming out, mm-hmm. which will be Saturday morning, June 20th, is our 7th anniversary from our very first episode. Yes.
No one needs seven of those.
Nobody needs 163 of those either. God.
Well, I just said, when I found out it was the anniversary, I just said, Joe, you have to let me on the podcast.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I will. What's this? I have a tooth theory related to your anniversary.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And it is anniversary. Two times.
Oh, twice. Okay.
There is
the mothers.
The mothers, right?
It was a very special night. Night it was my mother's anniversary.
Not her father's anniversary.
And mother's anniversary.
And the Gunthers.
And the Gunthers.
And the Gunthers. Yeah. Gunthers. Oh, 40th wedding anniversary.
We were so
we got married when we were 70.
We're very happy here.
Say the line, Louis. Yeah, say the line. We were so.
Oh, I got to say. We were very happy here.
I can listen to him do that all day.
It's fantastic. The Gortons of Gloucestershire. That's all I remember. When I was a little kid, that commercial on TV.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. So, it's silly, but it's special because who would have thought 7 years after doing this, we would be at 163 plus.
Yes.
Because there's a couple that were not counted as episodes. Yeah. And three conventions later.
Wow.
All these full grown nuts, the language, how, you know, like things like your wife and RX and all of these things are now part of our vernacular on such a regular basis.
Yes.
And it's because of the podcast / you guys, it's all of us. Like when I tell Louis, I go, hey, you know what? Yeah. That your wife thing, that's from us.
Right.
But when I say us, it's us.
It's us.
It's all of us.
All of us.
This is all of us.
Joe, even our phones are part of it. When you type in interesting,
right? Yeah,
it comes up on your phone automatically.
If I type interesting, it comes up interesting.
Right, you only have to
predictive,
and you just hit on the word. On the word.
Yes,
it's
Apple's part of this.
It really is. It's astonishing that we ended up doing this, and then we ended up on television. We were on the television.
On the television,
It's really...
In 3D.
In 3D. It really is astonishing. And the fact that... And let me tell you something about this Facebook group. This... I don't go... I'll be honest. I'm a little partial. I don't go on the other Facebook group ones. The Honeymooners one that's got 40,000. It's just filled with spam. And it's good, too.
There's good stuff. Yeah. There's good stuff, yeah.
These guys, they're so good on the Facebook group. They're so clever.
And if you don't look every minute, you wind up being, you miss so much. It's like, there's so much going on. It's really
amazing. Then you think you're clever and you're ready to type in something and somebody already typed it in.
Already got it.
Already gone. I can't use that one.
Yeah. Then I just go back to just typing in a line. I'm just going to type in a line. I need some sort of attention. But amazing. And thank all of you. Amazing. This is coming to you very live.
Not on film.
It really is amazing. And thank all of you guys, whether it's from top to bottom, whether it's Steve and Ron and Michael Bruce and all of the full grown nuts, the ones that we know, the ones we don't know, the ones that contribute a ton, the ones that contribute sometimes, you're all part of this.
Yes.
And 7 years.
Years.
And like our first full grown nut said, Ira, you're never going to run out of material.
Right.
And now we're actually really starting to, because now we're starting to delve into the Lost.
The Lost.
Right. We're going to be doing another Lost episode. We might break this into two episodes, but what are we doing? Box Top Kid. Yeah. So we have lots of stuff and then we'll have that. Mm-hmm. So for some of you guys who think the episodes are a little long, I'm going to try to break them up a little bit. Thank you for no suggestions. I do that to Steve all the time. It's so great to just destroy him. He'll be like, hey, you know what you should do? I'll thank you for no suggestions right in text. It's almost like it comes up automatically. And I'll go, I'll thank you and then for no suggestions. Oh, my goodness. So we have a lot of stuff to do. We might as well get to it, right?
Happy anniversary to you guys.
That's what. Thank you, Steve.
Yes, thank you, Steven.
Who thought, Joe, that one day in that meeting in that coffee shop?
In the House of Pancakes.
House of Pancakes.
Not the International Health
of Pancakes. No, it was the Pancake House.
Yeah.
which is no longer there. They knocked it down.
No longer there.
They can see the back of the Chinese restaurant. Yes,
got you, Steve. I knew he wanted to say it. I had to get it out. Like, wait a minute. What?
Oh, my goodness. It's so funny.
They tore that down.
It's so funny. So, yeah. But yeah, so again, thank all of you, and we're working on something for the end of the summer. We want to get together.
Yeah, we do.
But not a very informal at like a bar, indoor, outdoor place.
Outdoor bar, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. On like a Sunday, we're going to figure it out.
Drinks.
Absolutely. Drink.
Yeah, like, on your own dairy.
Like where we can all hang out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like we did the Citi Field last year, which was fun, but it was like I had more fun when we were at the bar beforehand.
Yeah.
So I want that to be the whole thing.
Yes,
I want like 4 hours of that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So absolutely. We're going to work on that, and we'll obviously let everybody know.
We'll give them the date, have Nutsy close the pool hall that night.
We'll try to have, we're thinking of Edison, New Jersey. We're thinking of Edison.
Kind of central.
Location.
Yeah,
Middlesex.
And near a train station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if people want to take the train or whatever. So. Right. All right. Well,
lousy crosstown bus.
Buses that your company runs.
Well, without further ado, we're going to go into
any more ado.
I think we have to do
what are we going to do?
We have to do our sponsor first.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
before the full grown up, right?
I did my thing. I'm done.
We have to, first of all, we have to start with our very first sponsor, which is Silk City Hot Sauce. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com, get yourself some of the best hot sauce on the planet. And when you go to purchase your hot sauce, you will go to the page and there will be a place in the middle for a coupon code. And what you do is you put two letters there for a 15% percentage off of your order. And those two letters are...
RX,
exactly.
If you put JJ, you get 20% off.
20% off.
That's for comedic purposes only.
Purpose only, yeah. There'll be somebody.
Has anyone even checked the website? Is it still there?
Supposedly it is.
We know there's much more Jerry Sprach.
Yeah. Kingfish hasn't sent us a dollar in like 4 years. So, and people said they're buying stuff. So I'm gonna have to sit down with him. And as long as he doesn't bother, as long as I don't call him when he's eating his meal.
Of course, he's having
crunchy peanut butter or something
like that. Yeah.
But what you do is.
This hot sauce is a pleasant surprise.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so what happens is after you do that, then what'll happen is you get you get a free bottle.
No, you get the 15%.
Oh, you get a 15% percentage off of your order. Yeah. And then you get a free bottle of...
Cherry Sriracha.
Sorry, I couldn't think of the word.
There you go. And of course, you don't get the bottle of Cherry Sriracha anymore because it's just for...
comedic purposes only.
Yeah, and apparently very you're not getting any hot sauces anymore. So hopefully you guys, if you're ordering it, you're getting something. Forget about your 15%
percentage.
Percentage may be higher than that.
You know why? He's probably not sending us the money because he's probably thinking that we're...
I've been putting on a little weight.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I want to do with that money? I want to actually take the money that he owes us and...
There you are, roll that around your mouth.
Just roll that money around your mouth. All right. Well, let's get going with our first order of business. And I think you guys know what our first order of business is. And it is...
Verily, the Honeymooners podcast knights the full grown nut of the week. Aren't you lucky?
It gives me real pleasure to present to you this award.
Every time. It's just always funny.
Rob Riley.
That's right, Mr. Riley. Eureka. My garbage can is full. Rob Riley has come on very strong. Yes,
we're waiting for his garbage can to fill.
Yes, exactly. And Eureka, he is now full-grown nut. And congratulations, my friend. And for somebody who has waited around for his garbage to get full, you know he is definitely a very...
I am humble.
He's a very humble guy, man. For sure.
Very humble man.
You know, and nobody, not one person asked the question.
Is this the man who gets the award?
He was a shoo-in.
Yeah, exactly. And once his garbage can was full, he definitely was very complimentary.
And once again, I want to thank you, you, for presenting me with this.
But yes, Rob Riley, you have been very good. And dude, there are so many of you guys.
Rob's a great contributor.
He really is. Yeah. He's good.
He's efficient.
Efficient.
Efficiency.
Yes, efficiency.
Yes. So you will be getting your certificate in the down or up?
Up.
Up.
I'm one.
There we go. Upstairs. How's that?
That's better.
Good.
A lot better.
Good. Okay.
A lot better.
Better.
Yeah.
Better. Upstairs? up or upstairs? Congratulations, Rob. You'll be getting your certificate in the mail.
Dusty on that hole.
And because we'll be mailing it. And Louis, what's the address we mail it to?
33 Kosciuszko Street, Kara Gibson.
I said, it doesn't matter. Just deliver it.
deliver. So, but again, congratulations, Rob.
We
appreciate you and all of you full-grown nuts and you future.
Furchers.
Furcher.
The Furcher crew.
Wow. I am flubbing.
Humble. You are humble.
I am flubbing everywhere.
Well, we got some flubs for you later, right, Steve?
Yes. Oh, yes. Boy.
All right. What do you want to do? You want to start with the here's an item?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. Right now, right? And here's an item is sponsored by this certain human being that has a website, and that human being is my wife.
Your wife?
Yes. And if you go to thegoods.fun, you can get a bunch of different items. Whether it's a shower curtain or journals or picture frames with all of my wife's wonderful pictures that she takes, her nature pictures. And
her denaturizer pictures.
Yeah, exactly. She even has one with a yellow-bellied sapsucker on it. Yeah. But the one cool thing, if you go to thegoods.fun, go to the Honeymooners podcast, and there are a couple of items there. One is the Honeymooners podcast mug. The other one is the rock glasses, the set of four.
Yes.
And then the third one, which is my favorite, is the bath mat that says...
I practice in the bathtub.
It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. All right. So, without further ado...
Any more ado.
The Honeymooners Podcast now presents... Here's an item. This is where we have one of our lusciously lovely listeners present some material for this prestigious, proficient program. Oh, dear. I've dribbled all over myself. And now, without any more ado,
here's an item.
All right, of course, that's the great Dave Ingram, the voice. He called himself the voice in one of the
did
recordings.
He? Oh, okay, really? Good. Well, awesome. We're gonna have him and Mel Blanc.
Oh my god, the boy.
No, that's great.
Yes, so we got a couple of here's and items. I'll start off with one from Greg Springer.
Okay,
and this is an interesting here's an item because it's a trivia question.
Ooh.
How many times did Ralph faint in the original 39?
Okay.
You guys want to take just a...
Well, faints twice in Fortune.
Right. Twice there.
It faints when he's going to die. The poor little fat kid.
Yeah, the poor little fat kid, right. That's three, right? Is there another one? trying to go through episodes.
It's good. Yeah, it's really good.
Is there more, Joe? There are more.
There's two more.
Two more.
You're right. Two with Ralph Cramden Inc.
Right.
Yep. One.
Otherwise known as Fortune.
On A Matter of Life and Death.
Right.
Right. Those are the three you have.
Otherwise known as Arterial Monochromia.
Right. Arterial Monochromia.
I just want to... see the episodes real quick.
Let me see.
Not TV and not TV. Funny Money?
I'll give you a hint for one of them.
Okay, good.
He faints outside of the apartment. It's not in the apartment for the one.
Well, he does faint inside the Mary Monahan's place.
Yeah, that's the right. That's one of the two times that he faints there.
Faints outside the apartment. Oh, does he faint with in the bus company with the Cramden's Delicious Marshall?
A Dog's Life.
Yes, faints in there. Okay. Yep.
Now I can't think of where he faints in this one, the last one. But when I say it, you guys might understand it.
Okay.
Should I say it?
Yeah. Okay. Go. Yeah.
The Sleepwalker. Does he faint in the Sleepwalker?
Ooh, wow.
Oh, yes, when he gives him the injection.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Oh. So the answer is five in four different episodes.
Okay.
Two in Fortune.
Fortune.
One in Dog Food. One in The Sleepwalker. Oh. And one in Arterial Monochromia.
What happened? You fainted.
You fainted. Yeah.
What happened? Hey, you fainted. and he says, "It never gets old. Have a great day, RX sure. Thank Greg you. Springer."
Thank you, Mike.
That's great. Great.
It's true. It never gets old.
It really doesn't.
Great statement.
Absolutely great. Here's an item trivia. And go ahead. We have two more. We have two.
So, of course, in thinking about this, reading this, I came up with a two story. So I'm going to read Alan Kreitz first.
Go ahead.
Okay. Good. Just watch the Wiedemeyer episode.
The Wiedemeyer episode.
Way to go, Alan.
So, or it could be subtitled Rita.
Rita.
Could be Rita.
So I call it.
Right.
I call it the Rita episode.
The Rita episode.
When Ralph first mentions Bert to Alice, he mispronounces his name. We've covered that. Mm. But Alice referred to him with the right name immediately after.
Yes, which
he
we have.
Calls him Bert we think it's Wiedemeyer.
Wiedemeyer, right.
Some people said Wiedemauer.
Right.
Whatever. And then Alice says, Bert Wiedemeyer. Who's
right,
Bert
right.
Right. It's just what he's getting to.
And
it's perfect.
Yep.
They say, also, this when Ralph great. Leaves the apartment, he goes into the Gleason shuffle with the elbows and the leg kick.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Oh, it's great.
Like, you don't. You see it, but once he says it, you're like, yes, that's
yes,
what he did.
Because
yeah.
he did it. And Bert, may I say, ho, ho, ho. And then he does it real fast.
Right. Yes, real quick. And then he's gone. Everything's going real fast.
That's great.
Okay.
I like that.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
All right. And this one is
from our full-grown nut of the week.
Rob Riley, yes.
Rob Riley, how appropriate. In Dial J for Janitor, Ralph tells Mrs. Monocotti he spent 3 hours working on her sink. When he says 3 hours, he holds up four fingers. Okay, now, it's popped into my head.
Okay.
Here's my twos theory. When's the other time he did that?
Oh, 14 years old?
No. 12 years old she was, Alice. That was
99,000
on land. No, 99,000
on
land.
Oh, yes, that's right. He wasn't talking about Judy.
Judy.
He's talking about anti-establishment.
Anti-establishment.
Right.
That's a twos.
Yep.
That's really good.
What he says, right? Holds up four fingers. 12 years old she was. 12
right.
years old.
Right.
And four fingers here with 3 hours.
So twice he holds up four fingers, and twice he was wrong.
He was wrong. It was number four. It was number four.
So it's a twos double. Yeah, double two, twos.
Stretching it twos.
Maybe he was just flashing gang signs.
Yeah, you know, back then.
Yes, the Bensonhurst bombers.
The Lords of Bensonhurst.
The Lords. Well...
That's
and,
great.
Yep. And since we are speaking of them, we are going to do...
Oh, God, started.
We get to hear Dave's voice again.
The Honeymooners Podcast now presents, to Joe Conte's dismay and abject horror, the Ron Albanese Twos Theory.
No one would have a need for two of those.
No. Okay.
Right, what do you got?
All right. My first twos is from Kevin Hugeist.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Hugeist. Sorry, Kevin. Okay. Yeah, he's a nut. All right. It's very simple. This was the email. Kevin gets right to the point. You ready? Pot roast. A woman's work is never done. Alice and the Blondes, Fins, I'm guilty. But she's right.
Right.
A woman's work is never done. Because he doesn't, does he say pot roast in janitor? No, that's, just, roast,
that's roast
beef.
Roast beef. That's roast
so
beef.
A woman's never work is never done.
Yule log.
Is the, yes, the pot roast.
Pot roast.
Right? Right. And then, of course, would you compare pot roast to that.
Yeah.
From Alice and the Blonde?
Right. Yep.
Wow, that's a good one.
It's a great tooth.
It's a great one.
It's a really great tooth.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. I like that. Yeah, okay. Kevin was a little guilty in that, you know, with the fins, I'm guilty.
Dusty on that hole.
Dusty on that hole.
Taste the bite of bass, all of them.
Now, this one is...
Can't walk on one leg.
Yeah, you guys are pouring wine over here. Looks like somebody was stabbed
upstairs. Yeah, someone upstairs was definitely stabbed.
Yeah. Now, this twos comes from Lee Yu. Or as we like to say, Lee Yu.
This twos is for you.
But this is also, you're going to know the answer, but it's a trivia question, but we know what the answer is. But how many times does a deck of cards appear on this set? Two.
Okay.
What is it from?
Well, he's shuffling in front of the mother-in-law.
Right. Yep.
The 3 minutes thing.
Right, yep.
And then they were playing gin.
That's it. Yeah. Yep. I can think of two, the Blabbermouth episode and the scene where Ed immediately says Jim. I'm guessing those are the two. I think that is it.
Well, they appear, they mention cards a couple times.
Right, they mention cards. The ladies play pinochle.
Yeah, ladies playing,
whatever.
But
you see them twice.
The card room having a, right, doesn't he have a, doesn't Bert weird?
Bert has to play cards or something like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. What a great
poker! They talk about poker. He won $85.
$85.
$85. The guy won $850.
Idiots! What kind of idiots was he playing with? Was I there? Did I lose my car in that one? Great twos.
That is a good two. I have a twos to throw in there.
Oh, okay.
Two times.
That's what a twos is. Yeah.
That's it. No, that's basically. Two times Norton refers to a table, a pool table, using the word level.
All right. Level. It's going to throw my game off at
Mr. Marshall's. Right. Opportunity knocks.
But.
And what's the other one?
Level. I mean, it has to be at the pool.
At the pool? Yeah.
But
we've got but a couple
is,
of
what is the context? It's two, for sure. It's trapped and Bensonhurst bomber.
Those are two times at the pool.
Right.
Room.
And now I forgot
which
one.
Do you know the context of what he says?
He actually takes the shot and then he says, the table ain't level.
Ooh.
But which one is it now? Because I forgot that there were... I think it's Harvey.
You think it's Benson? You think it's Harvey?
Well, which one are they playing? What the game is a longer game in Trapped, right? Because that's when they go through the whole thing with the balls and
right.
Yeah, because that's also when he gets the powder on his jacket, which I think it's the jacket. Right, but then they're saying it's
in the Harvey episode. They're actually really not playing much pool.
Yes, I think you're right. I think it's probably
Trapped. That's that extensive scene of them playing pool.
Yeah, exactly. With the cigar, look at my cigar.
And he's setting up a shot with a karoom.
It's just yeah. So I'm going to get
think it's
trapped,
that one, right? I'm going to say Trapped.
I think it's Trapped.
So you know what that means.
Yeah,
it's Bensonhurst Bomber.
Yeah,
it's Bensonhurst Bomber. Whatever we say, it's the opposite.
Right, tag on powder. Having a
hay. 495. And hay.
I think it's Bensonhurst Bomber.
Really? Is it?
Yeah.
That short time in there? Wow, because they're really not.
Yeah, they don't play.
They really don't play. They're just setting up, right?
Unless I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
You've been wrong before. You're wrong last night.
You think? Here, hold on. You know what? Real quick.
That has nothing to do with it. You're...
All right. It's not breaking.
Come on! 65 cents an hour.
Here she goes. I love when he does that.
Here she goes.
and a scratch to boot.
To boot.
Now, if you'll stand aside and watch very carefully, I will show you the glorious results of a misspent youth. I will now play the 14 ball in that further.
Right. Oh, a lot of time going to school.
Yes, go ahead and shoot.
Wow, they are playing a little bit extensively.
Yeah, I didn't think they played that much.
You put it in a bad spot.
Thank you.
I love that line.
I love,
a lot of people don't get that.
Spot in a very good place.
Yeah. Right there. People don't get that. Unless you be a pool player to understand that.
Yeah, because there's only one place you can spot
the ball. Yeah.
May I ask a question? What are you doing?
Just lining them up, that's all. Just lining them up. I think I got them all set now.
Would you mind telling me what's going to happen?
I don't think it's this.
Any minute. Now then. I would like the eight and a pair of Karoom off the cushion.
Karoom.
Bouncing into these bunch of balls here, which would cause a chain reaction, making all of the balls go into the corner pockets with the exception of the number four ball, which is end up there on my upper left in that corner.
Go ahead!
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah,
it's trapped. It's got it's trapped, yeah. Unless, hold on, I'm going to...
Ready to play.
We're going to go ahead and play. All this argument and everything.
My friend, but if you do not let us...
you do not.
...until my friend Hawks.
Does he shoot after?
Hold on, I want to hear.
All right for you.
All right for you. Hold on.
But if you do not let us have this table, I am going in and tell my friend Hawks.
If you do not...
We do not.
All right.
Okay, let's do that line.
Okay, let's just see.
So. When I'm in the right, nobody pushes me around.
I bet that Harvey is burning up in there now.
I hope Harvey is burning up, I'll tell you that. I hope he's so burned up that he comes out here and tries to start something. I'll bend him into a pretzel. When I'm in the right, I'm in the right. Nobody pushes me around.
All right, there we go.
Very lucky. That's it. I think.
Very lucky.
That's it. It's trapped.
So it's got to be trapped.
It's got to be trapped.
Yeah. Trapped. All right.
All right.
I'm surprised. I didn't think, off the top of my head, I didn't think the pool
they
scene
played
was
that much
extensive.
There, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Benson's Bomber.
I didn't think it was that extensive either.
I'm thinking all this was in Trapped.
Yeah.
I
all this was in Trapped. Okay. Well, then, you know what?
Full grown nuts will.
Yeah,
tell us.
Do you want to do? You could say that again.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
And then we'll do. We're gonna do a What's That Sound for all of you folks. Yeah. And this is Steve brought the What's That Sound in. Mm. So
it's a twos.
What? Oh, it's a twos. No, it's What's That Sound? All right, cool. I'm gonna get
what are
the.
We doing?
It's a combination.
Here we go.
She's got a nerve. She's got a nerve. She knew when she married you she was getting the worst of it.
You can say that again.
The Honeymooners Podcast proudly presents...
You can say that again. You can say that again.
In this bit, Joe and Louie highlight one of the fabulous Facebook posts and read some of the hysterical comments from you, the loyal podcast listeners and members of our Facebook page.
You can say that again. Can say that again.
That's right, you, the always witty members of the Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page, are the stars of this segment because...
You can say that again.
All right, so this one, I think we knew this was going to be a doozy. I'm just scrolling through, just looking for it right now. Last weekend, I did a show... And so I was like, were you the one that first said to me? And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Steve was like, dude, you should post this. Because we made a poster for a show that I was on. And the place that I was at was an Elks. Of course, it became a big thing where I was at an Elks club. And let me see. Do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So I posted the picture of the Elks Club.
Yeah, Steve posted the picture of the Elks Club.
And finally happened. He got so conceited, he quit the raccoons and joined the Elks. And then the full-grown nuts just take over, as always.
Yeah.
Starts off with Greg Springer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
I knew you would eventually leave the raccoons for the elks. And then Joe Tella, you dirty old.
I like this guy, Louis Fats. He put that bum. Now, it's in the town Manville, just so you guys
Manville.
Know.
Yes, all right, yes.
Home in Manville, New Jersey.
Frank's Chicken right. House.
Back yes. Right. Lou DeAngelis, can I read this one? Yeah. Lou DeAngelis, but no lack of lampposts on Main Street in Manville, New Jersey.
Will Nakamura? Yes. I hope he loses his burial privileges in Bismarck.
plot for sale.
Yes. Brent T. Bean, B-E-E-N. Mm-hmm. How would you say that? Bean, I guess?
I guess Bean.
Bean, yeah. Right? Yeah, probably yeah. has a last name. Yeah. He put, I thought that was Frank Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Which is
funny. Alan Crite.
Yeah, Crite, as in light.
Benedict Arnold.
I've never seen this person. J, letter P, E L L. So J P L.
Okay.
We're going to the Elks Lodge, but we're not going to the Elks Lodge. Oh my God.
That's good. Let's see. Oh,
Doug Kelly. Did you read Doug Kelly's?
Oh, good.
Doug Kelly. I don't blame him. The raccoon's admissions requirements are too tough.
LJ Jameson. Is Joe going to be made Grand High Exalted Mythic Ruler?
Robbie Lawrence put, Alice, after being told the benefits of Grand High Exalted Ruler, says, I don't know if I want to live or die. And then Robbie, and then Thomas Schultz put, with the chance to be buried in Bismarck, North Dakota, she always dreamed of going west. Why is this one hidden? Oh, Joe's gonna make me this. There was some funny stuff, man. Yeah. Oh, here's one. Mark Strouch. It's a pic. It's during the loudspeaker when Ralph is going ooh. Yeah, and he put that picture with Ralph putting his hands to his chest.
Yep.
When the Elks asked him to join, Joe Conte was like ooh me.
Rob Land, say it ain't so, Joe. No. Trading your raccoon cap for a fez.
Oh, my God. Fantastic.
And Louis Fats again. That bum.
Yeah, what a way to finish up. That bum. Absolutely.
Phenomenal, guys. Phenomenal.
Absolutely great.
Good work. Good yes. work, people.
Good work, fellas.
Very good.
And girls.
That's yep. right.
All right. So, we are going to now do a What's That Sound?
Okay.
But this is going to be Steve's What's That sound, and me and Louie are going to guess it. All right.
And it's also a two's What's That Sound?
Well, it's two sounds.
Okay.
So you can use either sound to guess the clue, to guess the scene.
The
right?
scene. Okay. 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 Okay.
All right. Here all right. we
is it maybe hard. I don't know. Maybe not.
There usually are.
I love this.
I was like, that's not it.
Presents.
Strange sound. Foreign sound.
What's that sound?
It sounded like feeding time at the zoo.
I love that.
Yep.
Guitar, right? It's so good. So good, everybody. All right. For that, what's that sound? It's going to be a little difficult for me because I have to click on it and then not look.
Would you like me to click on it?
No.
Okay.
I heard some clicking in the computer.
I thought you gave Eddie Hanley $100 to get that clicking out.
All right, so I am going to.
It's in the trunk line. It's in the Wi-Fi box.
I don't have a trunk line anymore. I got new Wi-Fi.
Louis has Wi-Fi on his fire escape now.
Yes, I do.
When he sleeps out there in the
summertime, it gets hot.
All right, so now I
have. And I have one in the bathroom, too.
Download that. Let me see. Open with video player. Let's try.
$4.95. $33. Ooh, dead air. I love it. It's the best part of our show.
Oh, my God. I can't figure this out. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hemina Hay. download. Now I have to. You guys talk amongst yourselves very quickly.
So you see, people, this, if you're listening for the first
this
time,
is coming to you live.
Not on film. This is unwritten, unrehearsed, unedited.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Louis, tell us who you saw on Car 54. You showed me a picture.
I showed Steve a picture on Car 54. It was Harvey.
Harvey on Car 54.
Car 54. Yeah, and let me tell you something. That is an excellent episode. Funny.
Okay, if that's not the boxes, the boxer scene was different.
Okay. That was different. This one was really funny.
Right, it would make sense, right, for a lot of crossover between those two. They ran around the same time.
Yeah.
Right?
So, well, they were like, you know. I think Car 54 ran in 61.
Oh, is
so
that late?
Like 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's a lot later than I thought.
Yeah, because then you got the Munsters coming in when 64.
That sounds about right.
Because you got Fred Gwynn and Al Lewis in
Car 54.
In Car 54, right, turned so obviously to Herman and Grandpa.
Right.
I saw Thelma in one of the Car 54s.
Wow.
Martha.
So was she installing a bathtub?
She was installing a bathtub. Marth was in one.
Okay.
Dr. Hyman was in one.
Wow.
Yeah. These are all these people all showing up.
All the Gleason players.
All the Gleason players are all showing up, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see Petrie.
Really?
Petrie I did not see.
Well, he was a bigger name, so maybe that was...
Yeah, but he was established at the time. In the Car 54.
Yeah, he had something that went over the footlights.
All
right, cool. I got it.
All right.
Because the first one's 8 seconds, and the other one is 14 minutes. No, it's a minute and 36 seconds.
I'm like, I think I sent you the wrong clip.
All right, cool.
I got the wrong record.
All right, I'm going to click on it, and I'm going to have to close my eyes. All right? Here we go.
That's it.
Whoa. Oh, that
so
first
two
little
ones
is...
All right.
Okay.
Was that not loud enough? Or is that the volume of it?
Maybe we can make it a little louder?
Yeah, why don't you come over here, because I don't want to look at it. Because it's probably going to come up, so... Go ahead. Back
down. Don't you still need your headphones?
You can just look at it and see.
All right. Someone talk.
All right, wait a minute. So our 20th anniversary. I remember day one.
Put your headphones on.
Clifton, New Jersey. Oh, okay, good.
Are you ready?
Good.
See if this is loud enough. I don't have my headphones on now, so. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did it go? Was it loud enough? Or make it a little louder?
Make it a little louder.
A little louder.
All right. Close that out.
Okay. The hints aren't in the sound. Hints are in the background noise. So now I'm trying to...
I'll give you the first hint.
It sounded like...
They're in the apartment.
All right. Good. Season one?
Season one.
That sounded like when Ralph first saw the dog and went, well, but that's not it.
That's not it. That's good, though.
Because it sounds like he's putting something down, like on the table.
So I'll... You want a little bit of a setup here?
Small hint.
Okay, yeah. So...
In the apartment,
right?
Season one.
Only Ralph and Alice. And this is almost immediately after Ralph comes home.
Oh, does he go over to the stove and open the thing to see what he's eating?
No.
Oh. All right, I'm dumb. I'm out.
I don't know.
All right. How?
And
he gives. So he walks in, and he immediately gives her an order. He wants to eat. He's going somewhere. And now, with the background noise that you hear is the dishes.
So now I know what it is. It's got to be. It's when he comes out with the sock, because you didn't iron. You didn't.
The first time.
The
First time he comes out.
And he's got his finger sticking out of the sock? No.
Play the clip.
All right.
Oh, you want to play the clip or you want me to tell you what it is first?
Well, I guess we should just play the clip, right?
Okay.
All
yeah.
Right, so I'm going to just X that out and then I'll just play the full 1 hour and 36 minute clip.
Because I thought it originally was Ricardo Cortez when he goes over to look at the.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I hope he likes it.
I hope he likes it.
Hurry up with my eats. I'm going bowling.
Ah, this is when he, now he comes out. No.
Did I or did I not this morning tell you to wash and iron my bowling shoes?
Hurricane! What'd you do?
I don't know.
Oh.
Hi, Alice.
Oh, did it
hurry up with my eats.
Oh, maybe it was something wrong with my.
I don't know what the hell that was. Let me do it again. I don't know why it went into a different thing.
Hi, Alice.
All right, let's go.
Hurry up with my eats. I'm going bowling.
Oh, you... Okay, here we go. It played...
So that's the noise from in the bedroom?
Yes.
That's the noise in the bedroom.
Right. Her noise is she kind of sighs because she's getting the dishes.
So the sigh is hers.
And then
him in the bedroom. Oh, okay.
Him coming out with
the bowling shirt. How are they gonna know I'm a hurricane?
Oh, by the way,
did I not this morning tell you to wash and iron my bowling shirt?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ralph. I was so busy today, I just didn't get around to the laundry.
You just didn't get around to it.
That's right. I just didn't get around to it. Why don't you wear one of your regular white shirts? What's the difference anyway?
What's the difference?
I just want to hear this.
I'll show you what the difference is, Alice. Do you see that? Do you see those big letters? They're put on there purposely. They say hurricane. Hurricane! You know why they're on there? That's when I'm bowling and I'm on the alley. People who are watching a game know which team I am a member of. I'm a member of the Hurricanes, Alice. How are they gonna know I'm a hurricane?
Just open your mouth.
She was magnificent.
By the way, I got my shirt from
Rob Lilley,
my hurricane shirt.
I love that.
We're gonna put on later when we take our picture.
Yeah,
I'll put it on.
I wouldn't mind
a picture. Wouldn't mind the koozie's great too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a koozie that says Cougars stickball.
Stickball Cougars. Yeah, yeah.
Great. That's a
good
tough one.
That was tough. I know.
The sigh is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And I'll be honest. I don't know if I can say I remember hearing that little huh.
Right.
That he does.
Right.
Because I know the one where it's like, what?
Yes, that's the dog.
That's
definitely the dog, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember that one either. I'm going to be honest. Right. I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
With this one.
This one.
No. Yeah. I don't.
Nope. It's a great one.
Good one.
Right. Very good.
Glad you guys now, you said good. There was a twos involved? Or just
two sounds.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a stretching two.
Oh, yeah.
That's a stretching two.
That's an elastic two.
Two sounds in one clip.
This podcast now presents what a shocking. Ron Albanese's stretching twos theory.
Stretching
to Siri.
It's so ridiculous. It's hilarious. Oh, that's so fantastic. Great one, man.
Soon enough, you guys are going to have to do another podcast so we can have two podcasts.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, then let me get back to where we were here with...
where did we leave
off?
You know what?
We're at
48 minutes. I don't know. Do you want to... Because, dude, this episode we're going to do, it's 41 minutes.
41 minutes, yeah. I mean, it took us half hour to do a 10-minute episode.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think we part two it.
I think so, too.
So it's a two theory.
So we're gonna end the first part now.
Can't get around it.
It's a two-parter. Two-parter.
But we'll make it a three-parter, and then we'll put it in the new...
Oh, that would be two or more less than four, which is... Three.
Okay. Well, this is good because if people don't want to hear about the lost episode at the end, they could just get up and walk out.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Cool. So let's we'll end the part one now, and then we'll do box Top Kid. Kid.
Yep.
All right, cool. All right, yeah, whatever.
How about tomorrow
night? This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.